说，我们都是君尊的祭司，弟兄姊妹们，我们来到神的面前，我们都是祭司。
The scripture told us we are all royal priests. So when we come before the Lord, we are all priests.
所以我们来到神面前的时候，我们就是要来侍奉神。
When we come to the God, we are to serve Him.
所以在讲道之前，我们是有一点时间一起祷告。
So before preaching, we'll have some word of prayers.
每一位为自己祷告。
We'll pray for ourselves.
也为讲的人祷告。
And pray for the one who speak.
求主今天早上对着我们每一个人说话。
May the Lord speak to each one of us.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，今天早上愿你在你的教会中行走。
Lord, may you walk in your church today.
你对我们说话。
May you speak to us.
愿我们成为有耳可听的人。
May we have ear to hear.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要交通的题目是说到极大的奥秘。
Today I will share a great mystery.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
Let us read Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
31节和32节。
31 to 33.
我们同声一起来念。
Let us read together.
为这缘故，对不起，还有人没找到。以弗所书第五章31节、32节。好，我们一起来。为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。这里说男人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a profound mystery.
保罗就说这奥秘是什么呢？
So Paul says, what is this mystery?
就是基督和教会。
I'm talking about Christ and the church.
我们再来翻到启示录最后一。
Let us also turn to the last chapter of Revelation.
21章，启示录21章。
Revelation 21.
第九节和第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
启示录21章第九节。看第十节。
Revelation 21，
我们一起来念。拿着七个金碗，盛满末后的期待的七位天使，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，不要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山。将那由神从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。这里圣经告诉我们说，羔羊就是耶稣基督。
Here it tells us that the Lamb is Jesus Christ.
啊，他有一个心腹。
And she has a bride. He is a bride.
这心腹就是羔羊的妻子。
And the wife of the Lamb.
但是这个羔羊的妻子呢，却是一座的城。
But it's also a city.
啊，叫做圣城。
It's called the Holy City.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
啊，我们的圣经先读到这些。今天早上我们要从以弗所书里面来看这个极大的奥秘。
So this morning we'll see this profound mystery in the book of Ephesians.
啊，这个极大的奥秘，简单的说就是二人成为一体。
This great mystery is to become one flesh.
那保罗就解释说，这二人成为一体，其实就是指着一个人的婚姻来说的。
And Paul said that this is talking about one's marriage.
一个男人要离开父母，跟妻子联合成为一体。
A man will leave his father and mother and united with his wife.
成为一个夫妻。
To become husband and wife.
但是保罗就说，这一个好像在我们生活中间很平凡的一件的事情。
It is such a normal thing in our lives.
他看见了一个奥秘。
But Paul saw a mystery.
啊，那奥秘他看见，透过这个男的看见了基督。
And through man he saw Christ.
他透过这个妻子看见了教会。
And through the wife he saw the church.
所以他说这是个极大的奥秘。
So he said this is a great mystery.
而保罗应用这一句话的时候。
And through these words,
他是追回到创世纪第二章。
He talks even back to the first chapter of the Genesis.
啊，创世纪第二章是乃是说到神造了亚当和夏娃以后。
Chapter 2 in Genesis talk about after God created Adam and Eve.
他们成为夫妻的事情。
They became husband and wife.
我们知道创世纪第一章和第二章。
We know the first and second chapter of Genesis.
乃是说到神的创造。
Talks about the creation of God.
我们看见神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God is on the water.
我们说神说要有光就有光。
And God said, let there be light, and there's light.
神就把空气分开来。
And God separated the air.
啊，有天后地。
And there's heaven and earth.
啊，在这里有植物出来。
And there's plants.
有阳光出来。
And sunlight.
有动物出来。
Animals.
啊，最后神创造了人。
And at last God created man.
因为这两章的圣经让我们看见神是一位创造的神。
These two chapters let us see that God is a God of creation.
你从这两章的描述的里面，你可以看见神的一个智慧。
Through the illustration here, you can see the wisdom of God.
你也可以看见神的大能。
You can see the power of God.
我们也可以看见神是一个何等有次序的神。
And you can see God is a God of order.
那么神也是一个智慧的神。
And He is also a God of wisdom.
他每造一样都说这是好的。
Everything He created, He said,
看着是好的。
This is good.
但是当最后造了亚当和夏娃他们结为夫妻的时候
But at last when Adam and Eve were created and when they got united
他说甚好
God said this is very good
弟兄姊妹这两章的圣经乃是说到神创造的经过
These two chapters talk aboutThe God's creation.
到了一个最高峰，就是男人和女人结合成为一体。
And the peak of it is the union of men and women.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的杰作。
This is a masterpiece.
你知道吗？当最近都在那里发表诺贝尔奖。
And recently we heard about the Nobel Prize.
那些医学的、物理的、化学的。
And all the clinical and chemistry.
他们的得奖都是他们的精华，都是他们最杰出的。
And all these Nobel Prize are their masterpiece.
而弟兄姊妹，当你来读创世纪第一章、第二章的时候
，But when you read in the first and second chapter,
那是神的创造。
That was God's creation. 打到
最高的顶峰，最杰出的表现是男人和女人成为夫妻。
And the crown of it is the union of man and woman.
这是神的杰作。
This was God's masterpiece.
神要借着这两个人，大家发表一件的事情。
Through these two, God wants to show something.
神要把他创造这个天地的整个的那目的都集中在这两个人的身上。
And God will reveal all His purpose through these two.
而且你去看他是两个人的时候，但是在神的眼中却是一体。
They are two, but one.
是
in the eyes of God.
又是一。
They are two, but yet one.
弟兄姊妹，这件事谁懂啊？
Who can understand?
4000年
Almost 4,000 years.
亚当的子孙有多少婚姻的事情在进行？
How many marriages through the offspring of Adam?
当你看见一个人结婚了，
When you saw someone got married,
你会想到什么？
What will you think about?
我们想到说这是神，婚姻是神所立的。
We know that marriage was from God.
我们知道神是主婚人，属于是证婚人，神又是介绍人。
We know that God is everything in marriage.
神又是赐福给他们的。
And He is blessing.
弟兄们，人好像只看见这一面。
We only see this one side.
若是只是看见这一个，这个婚姻会出很多的问题。
If you only see this, there will be a lot of problems.
所以家庭有很多的问题出现。
So,there's a lot of problems in the family.
因为人不懂神为什么要婚姻在人类的中间出现。
Because we don't know why God set up the marriage.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
有一个人叫保罗。
A man called Paul.
当他在读圣经的时候。
When he read the scripture.
当他在观看许多人的家庭的时候。
When he looked at many families,
他里面的眼睛被打开来了。
His eyes, his inner eyes was opened.
弟兄姊妹，圣经称着我们的思想叫做里面的眼睛。
The scripture describes our mind as our eyes within.
我们有外面的眼睛看见很多的事。
We have external eyes.To see everything outside.
但是我们有里面的眼睛想很多的事。
But we have internal eyes which can think a lot of things.
有一天保罗看见了。
One day Paul saw.
或者说他明白了。
Or he understood.
为什么人要离开父母，与妻子联合成为一体。
He understood why man shall leave father and mother and to unite with his wife.
他说这是值得。神的儿子和他的信徒来说的。
He said it was speaking of the Son of God and his wife.
这是婚姻真正的目的。
This is the true meaning of marriage.
若是有一个人认识了婚姻是夫妻，是要在那里彰显基督和教会。
It's when truly understood that marriage is to reveal Christ and the church.
这个婚姻绝对是美满的婚姻。
This.Marriage will be absolutely good.
经过30年之后，保罗之后的30年
，After 30 years of Paul's life,
有一个人叫做约翰。
There's another one who called John.
他曾经在拔摩的海岛上面。
He was in the island of Patmos.
他忽然被神启示，看见了羔羊的妻子是什么。
He was revealed a picture of what is.The wife of the lamb.
他说他看见了羔羊的信徒。
He said he saw the bride of the lamb.
他看见了那一座新耶路撒冷从天而降。
He saw the new Jerusalem descending from heaven.
这就是保罗所说的那个极大的奥秘啊，最后要表现出来。
This was the last to be revealed in Paul's vision.
这就是当初神造了亚当和夏娃，说要跟人类表明他那个永远的旨意是什么。
This is what God wanted to proclaim when He created Adam and Eve. Eternal purpose.
多少年代这件事隐藏了起来。
But for how many years This has been concealed.
启示录21章20章把它揭开来。
Until in the 21 of Revelation, it will be revealed.
所以我们看二人成为一体的奥秘。
The mystery of become one flesh.
在创世纪第二章是一个影儿。
It's a shadow in Genesis 2.
在以弗所书是那个解释。
It's the explanation in the book of Ephesians.
那启示录是把它彰显真正的意义，把它彰显了出来。And
in Revelation, it was revealed.
我盼望这件事，圣灵能够让我们明白。May
the Holy Spirit lead us to understand.
那第二，我们再看这二人成为一体，它的内涵、它的内容究竟是什么？And
next, let us see what is the content of become one flesh.
第二章说，神说那人独居不好。And
in chapter 2 it said that God said it was not good for the man to be alone.
当日神造亚当的时候，神没有说不好。When
God created Adam, he didn't say
it's not good. But
when he saw Adam was alone,
所以神说要为他
not good.
造一个配偶来帮助他。And
then God wanted to create a helper for him.
神怎么做?
How did God create?
他说让亚当怎么样沉睡。
He let Adam into deep sleep.
这个沉睡啊，就深深的睡。
It was so deep.
睡到一个地步啊，就像死了一样。
To a point just like death.
所以这个沉睡，另外的一个意思就是死了。
So another meaning of it is death.
这是另外一个意义。
That's another meaning of it.
所以神当亚当沉睡的时候，
So when Adam fall into sleep,
神就从他的骨头里面取出一根肉骨来。
So God took a bone from his side.
就用这一根的肉骨怎么样造了一个女人。
And made a woman out of it.
等到神把她带到亚当的面前，他就说：“哇，这个人，这个人是谁啊？”
And when God led this woman to Adam, and he said, "Who is this?"
亚当说：“看看说，这是我骨中的骨，这是我肉中的肉。”
And Adam said, "This is bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊？
What is that supposed to mean?
他的意思是说，这就是我啊。
He said, "This was me."
他说，这就是我的表现啊。
This is what I revealed.
这就是我的彰显。
This is me.
不过我是男的，你不过你是女的罢了。
But only I'm male, and this is female.
弟兄姊妹，先有一个男人，对不对？他看见另外一个，从他的身上看见了他的自己。
A man saw himself from another one.
那一位叫做女人。
And that one is called woman.
他说不仅仅是外面的样式像他。
Not just the outside form.
连骨头的性质都是像他。
But the inner essence.
他是我那骨头中间的骨头，是那个肉中的肉，都是什么？这就是我的代表。
Bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
你与我，我与你是一样的，是同等的。
That's the representation. We are the same.
所以在希伯来文里面很有意思。It's
very interesting in Hebrews.
那个男人啊，是个阳性的。
And the man is in the.
这个女人啊，是个阴性的。
And they're on two sides.
同样一个字。
They are the same words.
同样一个字，一个是男的，一个是女的。
The same word can represent men and women.
它的区别是在这，这个男的里面有一个母音加上去。
The only difference is in the words for men. There's a vowel there.
它的念法叫做ish.
And it is called ish.
这个女人的呢，她也是把那个母音啊加上去。
And the word for women, they add another vowel.
但是加上去的时候，它就变为女性的。
And added, it represents the female.
它是叫做伊西夏。
It is called Isha.
所以英文里面叫man是吧？Woman. 我一直在想，不知道什么意思。
So I don't know why the English call it man and woman.
但是亚当懂得，当他看见这个人的时候，
but Adam understood when he saw.
另外的一个发表。
When he saw the woman, this is another representation.
另外的彰显。 所以而且他们两人要成为夫妻。
And these two will become one.
最宝贵的是说，二人赤身裸体。 却不觉得羞耻。
And they were not shamed, even they are naked.
你知道为什么我们要穿衣服啊？
Do you know why we wear clothes?
是因为我们有丑陋，是要把它遮盖起来。
Because we have shame to cover.
啊，为什么我们不穿衣服？
Why we were naked?
我可以的，那么自然的怎么样面对的，你知道？
Because I can face myself.
没有任何的惭愧，没有任何的对不起。
There's no shame and no sorry.
都是讲到夫妻之间他们那种亲密的关系。
That's talking about the intimate relationship between husband and wife.
这就是启示录告诉我们说，羔羊的妻，他不用赤身裸体来讲。
This is what the Revelation talks. The wife of the lamb.
神启示约翰的时候，羔羊的妻就是那一座圣城新耶路撒冷。In
Revelation, the wife of the Lamb is that holy city, the New Jerusalem.
他说是透明的，purely
transparent.
是明亮的，bright. 是晶晶的，like
gold.
弟兄姊妹，无论是宝石，无论是珍珠，无论是金子，都是那样的透亮。
No matter pearl, no matter precious stone, no matter gold, they're so bright and transparent.
所有的东西进入这个城，没有遮盖，没有保留的，把它彰显了出来。
Everything from the Lamb wouldn't be, will not be held back by these.
就是当日神说，二人赤身肉体，却不觉得羞耻。
This is what the true meaning of what the Genesis said. They are naked but not shamed.
这就是说，你啊，就是我的彰显，我的发表，我的另外一位。
And this is just said, you are the other side of me.
所以新耶路撒冷就乃是说，心腹要把羔羊一切的没有遮蔽的把它彰显出。And
the New Jerusalem is talking about the bride will reveal everything about the bridegroom.
这是神。 在创世纪想要跟我们表明，
This is what God wants to reveal to us in the book of Genesis.
圣经告诉我们说，亚当是那以后要来治人的预象。
And the scripture told us that Adam is the picture of the future man to come.
当神在看亚当的时候，
When God looked at Adam,
他是来看那很遥远的4000年后的那个他的儿子耶稣基督要来到地上。
He saw his son Jesus Christ came to the earth 4,000 years later.
这意味着基督神的儿子,
this Christ, Son of God,
他来了,
he came,
他在地上行走,
walked on earth,
他把神在那里彰显表现出来,
revealed God to us.
最后他被钉在十字架上,
and at last he was crucified on the cross.
他被埋葬了，buried，
他从死里面复活，and resurrected，
他要把那一个复活的生命赐给所有堕落的人类，to
give the resurrected life to all who believe。
你知道，在亚当的身上有一个故事是说出一件事，there
was a story on Adam，
他说这个女人是从我而出的。
This woman was from me.
而且又要归属于我,
and will be to me afterwards.
同样的，当主耶稣来的时候,
same when Jesus came,
他要把他属于他的给我们,
he gave all from him to us.
叫人得着了他，又要归给他,
so we can have him and to him.
弟兄姊妹们，从亚当堕落以后,
since the corruption of Adam,
在人类的历史中间，在你我个人的身上，都找不到一点的东西是出于基督的。
There's nothing from us that can be out of Jesus.
所以神不要求在我们的身上有任何的改变。
So God didn't require any change in ourselves.
他不要说把你改好一点，这个改好了变成基督。他说 No, 不。
It's not to change us to be like it.
他说必须从我而出。
He said it must be from.
所以他要为我们死，像亚当深深的睡了。
So he died for us, just like Adam.
好，神可以从亚当身上抽出个肋骨来制造你们。
So that a bone.Could be taken out of it.
神也让他的儿子耶稣基督死了。
So God let his son die.
又从死里面复活。
And resurrected from
death. 好让把这个复活的生命赐给一切相信的人。
So this resurrected life can be given to all those who believe.
神的救恩。
This is God's salvation.
这是人类的大福音。
This is the gospel of human.
要把那个永远的生命赐给我们。
This is the eternal life to be given to us.
当你得到这个生命的时候，叫做再生一次。
If you have this eternal life, it's like you are born again.
叫重生。
Born again.
叫做从上头生的。
Born from above.
凡是从亚当夏娃的后代出来的，都是从地上生的。
Everyone from The Adam and Eve is born of the earth.
只有相信耶稣基督而得着的那个永生是从上头生。
Only those who believe Jesus Christ and have the eternal life was born from above.
只有这个才可以再归回给基督。
Only this can be given back to Jesus.
主耶稣说这一个生命叫做永生。
Jesus said this life is the eternal life.
这就是主耶稣来的目的。
This is the purpose why Jesus came.
他说我来了，要叫人得生命。
He said, I come to let men have life.
都是今天在座的朋友。
If everyone, any one of us,
你还没有信耶稣的。
If you haven't believed yet,
主耶稣为你而生。
Jesus was born for you.
为你而死。
And died for you.
也是为你复活。
And resurrected for you.
他要把这个永远的生命怎么样赐给你？
And he will give this eternal life to you.
白白的赐给你。
Without your cost.
只要你相信他。
As long as you believed.
你就可以得着。
And you will have it.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
好，主耶稣说不仅仅得着生命。
And Jesus said not only have life.
而且得着更丰盛。
But a more abundant life.
弟兄姊妹们，主有一个心啊。要把永远的生命给我们。
God wanted to give us the eternal life.
而且要怎么样？要把更丰盛的生命给我们。
But not only that, but also the more abundant life.
或者我用另外一个说法。
Let me use another saying.
当我们得着了这个生命的时候，要长大。
After we have this life, we need to grow.
要长大。
Grow.
要成长。
Grow.
直到满有基督长成的圣量。
To a point to have the stature of Christ.
当这个生命可以让你人家看见的时候，这就是基督。
So when others see it, they will say this is Christ.
这个才可以归给他的。
And this is what can be given back to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是从人这个角度来看，主耶稣把永生赐给我。
So this is from the point of man to see this.
但是从另外一个角度。
But from another point.
从主的角度来看。
From our Lord.
当他把这个永生赐给一切相信的人。
But he gave this eternal life to everyone who believed.
他要让我们知道这一个生命叫做新妇的生命。
This life is actually the life of the new bride.
这个生命是羔羊的妻子的生命。
And the life is a life
of the lamb. 他要成长。
It will grow.
然后有一天，他们两个可以相称，可以配在一起。
And two, one day they will match.
所以他就要长大。
To grow.
但是我们的主也很清楚。
But our Lord knows.
他知道不是所有神的儿女都可以长大成人。
Not every child of God will groan.
他知道有一天所有蒙恩的人都要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
One day, everyone who believed, every children will grow.
但是当这一个整体还没有出现的时候,
But before that day,
神让这一个羔羊，这个新郎, 他盼望能够得着一些
And God, and actually our bridegroom, he wants to have some company of him. And these will be invited to the marriage feast of the Lord.
这些被情妇羔羊训练的人，就是圣经一再说的那些得胜者。
And these who are invited are called overcomer in the scripture.
这就是说啊，像一片的禾场上面，
just like a field of crops.
或者种了那些麦子也好，或者是果树也好，
maybe wheat, maybe fruit.
这农夫知道，他说有一天整个的庄稼都要收成。
Farmers will know that one day all will have the harvest.
但是他也知道有一批少数的叫
But there will be a few of them to be the first.
这些出手的果子怎么样? 当他们成熟了,
when these few are grown,
就叫这个主人欢喜,
and the master will be happy.
因为他说, 接下去有大批的庄稼都要陆陆续续都成熟,
because the master will know there's a huge group will follow.
这就是主在整个十二年的中间所盼望有一批的人是像那个出手的果子。
So like this, our God wants to have a few of us who just like the first fruit.
当神得着这一批出手的果子的时候,
when God gets these first fruits,
他就知道整片的庄稼都可以成熟了。
He knows that all the crops will have the harvest.
那个整个成熟的时候，就是新妇装饰整齐、预备好了的时候。That's
the time when the bride will be prepared.
所以在这里要让神这一个奥秘得以实现，有一个关键的点。So
there's a central point to realize this mystery.
那个关键的人是在于那一般得胜的人。
The critical thing is about the overcomers.
神不是只是恩待一些少数的人。
God is not just blessing a few, a small group.
神是在盼望所有蒙恩的人都是成为出手的果子。
And God wants everyone who is believed to be the first fruits.
但我们的主也知道，不是所有蒙恩的人都可以成为出手的果子。
But God knows not every one of us will become the first fruit.
出手的果子在神的心目中成为非常宝贝的。
So that's why the first fruits are so precious in His heart.
每一个人都有机会。
Every one of us have an opportunity.
这个出手的果子就是一个得胜者的原则。
To become a first fruit is to become overcomer.
弟兄姊妹, 请我们记得, 当我们信主以后, 在这条的路上,
May we remember that on our way after we believed,
不会一帆风顺的,
it wouldn't be without trouble,
会有经过风浪,
without waves.
有些是小风小浪,
sometimes are small,
有些是大风大浪,
sometimes are big.
但是在这样的情形里面, 我的心是不是一样的坚定的信靠主耶稣?
In all these situations, will my heart be always before the Lord?
所以什么叫做得胜者?
So what is the meaning of overcomer?
得胜者不是说我信了主耶稣以后就从来不会跌倒的。
Not just that I never fell after I believed.
他说不是。
Not that.
只有主耶稣是从他来到地上一直到十字架上从来没有失败过。
Only Jesus who never fell.
除他之外所有蒙恩的人都一定有失败过。
Except him, every one of us has failed. The point is, after you failed, what's your attitude?
在这里就要决定你有没有失去一个得胜者。
It will decide whether you are
an overcomer.
When John was in the island of Patmos, and the church was in a great tribulation, and God selected seven churches. If we read it thoroughly, you will see that it is a very bad situation for the churches. And they were almost all corrupted in this great tribulation. Only very few people standing up.
最叫人心痛的就是老底家的教会。
The worst situation is in the church of Laodicea.
主耶稣说，我知道你怎样怎样怎样怎样。
And Lord said, I know a lot of things about you.
他说，你很富有，你也是怎样怎样。
And since they were rich, and they had a lot of things.
主耶稣说，我却被你们关在门外。
The Lord said, I was outside the door, your door.
听什么意思？
What that supposed to mean?
全教会都把主耶稣摆在那里。
All the church closed the Lord outside the door. These were the situations of the churches in Asia.
弟兄姊妹，你知道教会就是将来的那个新耶路撒冷城。Brothers
and sisters, you know that church is the city to come.
这些神的儿女将来就是要成为新耶路撒冷的一部分。The
children of God will become part of this holy city.
我换过另外一个角度说的，这些人就是将来的心腹。They
are the bride in the days to come.
今天心腹还没有装饰好。But
today the bride has not prepared.
弟兄姊妹知道新郎的心怎么样？What
is the heart of the bridegroom?
我们知道这个时候主耶稣已经升天，已经坐在荣耀的宝座上。
We know Jesus has resurrected, has ascending, and sit at the right hand of God. But when we read Revelation, the bridegroom came from heaven to this island. He found a man. That he can reveal what's in his heart.
这个遗憾我告诉众教会,
and through John, he can tell all the churches.
新郎爱新妇,
the bridegroom loved the bride.
虽然你们失败了,
even though you failed,
他说再给你们机会,
he will still give her chances.
再给你们机会,
give them more chances.
他说得胜的,
those who overcome.
得胜的,
those who overcome.
得胜的,
those who overcome.
主在那边呼召有人是不是愿意从失败中站起来?
Whoever wants to get out of the failure.
是不是有人愿意再靠着主的恩典来依靠?
To rely on him through his grace.
一面是主在说,
on the one hand, it is the Lord speaking.
一面却是又是圣灵的声音上圣灵向众教会说的。
On the other hand, it was Holy Spirit speaking to the whole church. So what is overcomer? Not that you will not fail. But that you will not just stop there in failure. You will stand up. You will get up. Through the mercy of the Lord,
靠着主的恩典,
through the grace of the Lord,
再往前走,
to walk ahead.
大概二十多年前吧，我听至少十多年以前，我听过一篇的信息。
About 20 years ago, I heard a message.
他那个讲员就在那讲什么叫做得胜者。
The speaker talked about what was overcomer.
他说在一个马拉松的那个比赛的里面,
in a race of a marathon,
马拉松就是个长途赛跑,
running for very long distance,
很多人参加,
a lot of people attended,
很多人在那边参加这个竞赛,
to this race.
有人在一直都跑,
someone just kept running and running.
体力不支啊, 就倒下去,
and someone fell.
有人看看说,哎呀,倒下去,已经得奖无望了,就退出去。
And a lot of them just
有人在跑跑,而且前面还有那么多人怎么样,都在我前面,我说已经得胜无望。
A lot of thought, there are so many ahead of me, so I'll just quit.
他也弃权了,从中途而退。
And quit in half the way.
到最后,有一个人终于得到了那个冠军。
And at last, one got this championship.
这场比赛应当到此就结束。
So this race should stop here.
但是经过一段很长的时间,
but after a long period of time,
让观众看见很远的地方有一个人在那边跑。
The audience saw a man running from far distance.
他看见大光在跑的时候跌下去又站起来又在跑。
He fell and stood up and kept running.
跑的时候怎么就跌下去再爬起来。
And he fell again and stood up again.
因为这一个人呢, 他看到前面的终点站快到了。
And he saw the final point.
他坚持到了。
He kept running to the very last.
本来已经有一个人已经得了第一名了。
Someone got the champion.
但是忽然全场的注意力都看见那一个。
But suddenly, everyone's eye turns to the one who's running.
越靠近,
when he got closer and closer,
弟兄姊妹,
and everyone was very excited because
他们,
of him.
他们认识了一个,
they saw the new man now, not just running for the championship.
他们看见一个为了达到终点，奔向终点而奔跑的。They
saw a man who run just to get to the end.
疲惫啊，再跑。Even
though tired,
倒下去了，再跑。Yet
still running, fell, yet still running.
有一个人不屈不挠的精神。And
he will never quit.
让那些观众们都每一个。 不知不觉都拍起手来了。
all the ones who are watching are just
proud. And
this man ran to the very end.
这是在竞赛场上的真正的得胜者。So
this is a true overcomer.
一直走到路。Run
to the end.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们也是在这条属天的道路上赛跑。
Brothers, sisters, we are racing us on this path to heaven.
我们跌倒了过吗?
Have we failed?
我们软弱过吗?
Have we been weak?
失败过吗?
Have we failed?
我们是不是就趴在那边或者退场了?
Are we just stayed where we are?
还是靠着那加给我力量?
Or through the one who adds strength to me?
站起来,再往前走。
Stand up and walk ahead.
我们是不是在那边灰心了?
Have we been disappointed?
我们是不是可以仰望这位创始成终的耶稣?
Can we look upon this Jesus?
帮助我们增加信心?
Who helped us to have faith?
我们是不是已经失败觉得主, 都好像都要拒绝我?
Maybe we have failed to a point that God will disgust us.
当我们看见那边有个炭, 有火, 有鱼, 有笔,
when we see the fire and see the bread and see the fish.
在我们失败的海边为我们预备温暖的早餐。
And God prepared the lunch by the sea that we of our failure.
再给我们机会往前走。
And he gave us another chance to work ahead.
这是一个得胜者的一个呼声。
This is a calling of overcomers.
但愿我们在这条属天的路上,
may we walk on this heavenly way.
我们有一个得胜者的信念,
to have a heart to become an overcomer.
或许我们失败,
maybe we have failed.
再抬起头来仰望他。
Let us look upon him.
再往前走。
To work ahead.
告诉主说主。
Tell the Lord.
加我力量。
Give me strength.
助我前行。
Help me work ahead.
能够直到终点站。
To the very end.
不叫你失望。
Not to disappoint you.
有一首诗歌是一个得胜者的诗歌。
There was a hymn.
这首诗歌也是一个得胜者的心愿的诗歌。
It reveals a heart from an overcomer.
那这首诗歌就是记载在我们的诗歌本381首。
It was recorded in our hymn book number 381.
他说：“让我爱而不受感戴。
”Let me love and not to be respected.
让我侍而不受赏赐。让我尽力而不被人记。
Let me labor and not be remembered.
让我受苦而不被人读。
Let me suffer and not be regarded.
只知请酒不知饮酒。
Tis a pouring.
只想剥饼不想溜饼。
Not the drinking. Tis the breaking, not the keeping.
这是一个得胜者的心愿。
This is from the heart of an overcomer.
但愿我们有，你有，求主也有，给我们有这样的心愿。
May the Lord give us such an heart.
我们请钟声带我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn.
我们请大家一起念，唱381首，一起念。Let's sing the hymn. And we'll sing 381. 381, 381首。